Welcome to the Soul Art Podcast. I'm your host and guide, Will Caminada, and it is my mission to help you become more in touch with your soul, expand your consciousness, and shine your light brighter and brighter so that you can live a life with more purpose, inspiration, and love. My intention for this show is to create a safe place where you can find support and guidance on your spiritual awakening and healing journey. Hello, beautiful soul. I'm so grateful and honored that you chose to listen to the Soul Art Podcast. In this solo cast episode, I'm going to share with you the deeper layers of healing, which is this continuous journey towards our essence. This is for everyone who's been doing the inner work and sometimes feels like it's just never ending, because it kind of is. And also for anyone working as a healer and guiding fellow humans to heal themselves. Just a quick request before I get into today's topic. Make sure that you hit the subscribe button in whatever platform you listen to your podcast so that you never miss any future content. All right. So when it comes to the healing process, I'm talking here about the emotional and spiritual healing. I use this analogy of a gigantic onion where you peel off a layer only to find out that there's one more and one more and one more to be peeled off. And it really feels like it never ends. But the more layers you peel off, the closer you are to your essence, which I believe is pure light, pure source. So if you think that your essence is pure light, how many layers must we peel off to get there, huh? Well, jokes aside, there is no destination, though, for the destination is the process. I hope this makes sense. I warn you that I'm going to go deep in this episode, all right? So it might be a little bit out of the box for some, but I hope that you stick with me. Another really important thing to point out is consider yourself as a multidimensional being. You are a mini universe manifested into this physical 3D human body. But in your soul's DNA, there are traumas and wounds recorded from not only this life, but parallel lives or past and future lives. I believe that they're all the same. And moreover, we are all connected in one consciousness, which means that if you believe that you are a mini universe manifested into this physical human being, when you heal yourself, you're also healing the collective and in a way helping the universe to continue moving with its cycles. Therefore, the deeper you go into your healing, the deeper you're healing the collective. So to make this quote a bit more structured, I'm going to try to portray the evolution of healing, if you will, or the deeper layers of the healing process. So I have 10 layers for you, starting with you. So you're the first layer, and then we'll see where it will go. So number one is you. You as an individual right now, in this time and space, in this lifetime, your life journey as, insert your name, Will, that's what you can identify with and reflect with a clearer memory. You start making the connection to your current issues being stemmed from childhood or teenage traumas. And then you do the inner work, you start healing the inner child, your past, your current relationships. So that's sort of the healing we most talk about and that we can more easily grasp the concept. But like I said, your soul holds the type of memory that you can't easily access with your rational mind, or even sometimes in meditation or some healing modalities. So then number two, we go to, of course, your parents. The way they raised you affects you. But remember that they're also an individual, and their inner child traumas might have been passed on to you, not on purpose. Of course, it's just what it is. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but that's just the natural process. And even sometimes the energy from their lives before you, which takes me to number three, family ancestors. So their traumas. Traumas that you may not even be aware are being passed on to generations. And you become aware of them and heal them. And then you detach this energetic bond from your system because they don't belong to you. In a way, they do, but you can heal it by acknowledging it and not feeding into it, letting it go and not passing onto future generations. So like your family, your children. But obviously, this demands action from your part, willingness to heal yourself and continue in this journey. And just a side note here, so I hear some of you thinking, wow, this sounds exhausting. Why do I have to heal my ancestors' traumas? Well, because they have been passed on to you. And remember, we are connected. We are all one. We are all connected energetically. So this is just another layer. Right, and then we go to number four, which is you in parallel lives, aka past lives or future lives. I personally believe that time is an illusion, and I believe that a version of you is living somewhere else in a different time and space. And your decisions here, your journey here, may affect them and vice versa. So we use past lives because we function in polarity and in linear time. So let's use past lives here. So I'll give you an example. If you've been killed in the 17th century because you were considered a witch, they used to do that, they used to burn witches. Well, this may have left open wounds or scars in your soul's DNA. Perhaps in this life, you're afraid of owning your psychic and healing gifts. So imagine you go through the first layer of healing in this lifetime, and then now you're finally owning them and living your life with purpose authentically and not being afraid to be a witch. That's healing. And even if you're not aware of that, your past life is healing from you now owning your gifts and walking the path that was once canceled, if you will, or forbidden. So for the next layer, number five, I have the collective group's history. So a collective group can be the Black community, so racial, genders, women's history, the man's history, LGBTQAI+ community, society roles. And this means healing the traumas and pain from these groups. Even if you don't necessarily fall into any of these categories in this present life. So for example, you may not be a woman, but you feel like, but you just feel the pain of their history. You just feel this bond with women, with the feminine energy. Maybe because you were a woman in a past or parallel life, and you are actually feeling it now and feeling this call to heal that area of you in your soul's DNA. So number six, we're going to the collective, as in the whole of humanity. So this is really tied to what I said earlier in this episode, that when you heal yourself, you heal the collective. So the collective is pretty straightforward, is all the human beings. And then for number seven, we're going to get a little bit deeper here because I'm going to give you animals. So number seven is animals, because animals are also part of the collective. And not only that, they've actually been the first beings on the planet. And you may wonder why you have a special connection with certain animals. Some of you may already know your spirit animals, and they're always there to guide us too. I've always felt a connection with whales ever since I was little. And I truly believe that I have a special connection with them. They're my spirit animals, and maybe I was a whale in my past life. And they've also had their share of traumas, but they heal faster than us. And that's why they can be our guides too. And in fact, I have had an ayahuasca experience last year, 2019, in which I connected deeply with the felines. And in one of the ceremonies, I actually felt the pain of a lioness too. So I'll talk about this experience more in detail in the next episode. And speaking of Mama Aya, next one is Mother Earth, Pachamama, as the shamans say it. And consider that Mother Earth is also a multidimensional being that has been having its own journey, its own cycles, and its own healing. Mother Earth protects us like a mom, like a mother. But it also has its traumas over the gazillion of years. So when we heal ourselves and obviously become more conscious of how to take care of our mother, we are also healing her. Now going to number nine, you're probably wondering what's next, right? And I'll give you the ancient civilizations like Atlantis, Lemuria, Mu, just way before Jesus, but long after the dinosaurs, I think. They are the civilizations that literally started the growth of the human civilization as we know today. So some of you may be familiar with the story of Atlantis, the fall of Atlantis, which basically became a self-destructive civilization. And that's why they were destroyed. They were self-destroyed. Because the people in control, then they literally got out of control. And I've heard people saying that a lot of what's going on today with the manipulation of the so-called people in power, not only in politics, but in science too, is similar to what happened in Atlantis. And perhaps now we're having the chance to heal and create a different story, a new worth. If you would like me to talk more about this topic, about Atlantis, Lemuria, cosmic beings, let me know in the comments. And also, if you're super curious, I highly recommend that you watch Gaia TV, which is like the Netflix for spiritual people. And you can watch a bunch of series on Atlantis. I recommend one called Initiation, The Origin of the Universe with Matthias Di Stefano. But you will find a lot of other series there. Great, so now we're getting to the last one, 10th. Of course, I mean, I'm using 10 just to illustrate, to find some sort of structure, like I said. So number 10, I mentioned cosmic beings. So the next one and last one in my list is cosmic wars. I would say this is kind of how these civilizations came to Earth. And here we're talking about the star seeds, cosmic beings like the Pleiadians, the Sirians from the Sirius star, the Arcturians, the Reptilians, and a few others. Now, to be completely honest, I'm still learning about them. Like I said, I watch a lot of stuff about this on Gaia TV. But I truly believe that they guide us. You know, they guide us from up above. And they sort of know the bigger picture So they look upon us. But I also believe that they have had their traumas and their wars. And I believe that the evolution of Earth also helps them grow and evolve as species because, again, we are all connected. Wow, I hope that this has made some sense to you. I hope that you're still with me. I'll recap the layers now, but know that these layers may not necessarily show up in order. They may intersect. You may be going through a past life healing along with family ancestor healing. You may be healing a feminine energy aspect in you that helps heal the wounds in the history of women. So, the layers that I mentioned in this episode is number one, you. Number two, your parents. Number three, family ancestors. Number four, you in parallel lives, aka past lives, past or future lives. Number five, a collective group's history. Number six, collective humanity. Number seven, animals. Number eight, Mother Earth. Number nine, ancient civilization on planet Earth. And number 10, cosmic beings. All right, so in the next episode, I want to put a picture, or should I say real examples, to these layers. So I will share my experience with ayahuasca, and that's also kind of how I got to understand these deeper layers of healing. So stay tuned for that. And to wrap up this episode, I just want to say two final thoughts to leave you with a light heart. First, don't feel like you need to take on the pressure to heal the whole universe. Responsibility, yes, but not pressure. You just feel, you do you, and you are being guided to heal whatever you need to heal in this now moment and how much you can handle. Second, just know that this is a natural part of the process of healing. The deeper you go. And yes, it may sound like a lot of work or a lot of pain to take in, but that's the thing. You're not taking in the pain. You're healing the pain because you've been expanding your consciousness and becoming closer to your essence, to the light that you are from whence you came. You are light. Light is the pathway. When you heal, you're illuminating the way back to our source. Okay, if you'd like to experience a really deep meditation that will guide you into connecting with your guides and higher dimensional beings, I recommend that you try my 3D to 5D consciousness meditation. As always, I'll leave links in the show's notes. If you have any questions about this topic or any other, you can message me and I'll be happy to answer or create an episode from your questions. If this episode has brought you value, please subscribe to my podcast and take a screenshot of it, share it to your Instagram story, and be sure to tag me so I know that it's brought you value and your friends might benefit from this episode too. As always, keep shining your light, keep your heart open, and let love lead the way. I love you. See you in the next episode.